Yeah. All of that. Now, let's take our Bible and turn with me to the Gospel according to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. I'd like to consider verses 41 to 47 this morning. Let's read these scriptures, and then we'll ask our Lord's blessing. John 6, 41. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Let's pray together. Our Father, thank you for another time that we can be here. Lord, to hear the gospel. Oh, the worthiness of that blessed word, power of God unto salvation. Lord, would you bless it today? Lord, I pray that you'd save your people. I pray for our children. I pray for our families, our friends. Lord, you do all things well. Help us. Help us to hear. Help us to see. Help us to pray. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. For Christ's sake. Amen. A group of people that found the Lord Jesus Christ in Capernaum. Remember, they had watched him take 5 loaves, 2 fish. Feed 5,000 people. Afterwards, he sent them away, sent his disciples across the sea. And he himself left and started looking for him. Didn't find him at first. Got him some boats that there on the shore that had come over from Tiberias, and they went across and they found him. Started talking to him. Lord, when did you get here? How'd you get here? We couldn't find you. He said, you don't seek me because you saw the miracles. The reason you seek me is because you got something to eat. They began to converse with him. And then as he was conversing with them, he said unto them concerning salvation that is by sovereign electing grace. He made this statement to him, and he said, all that the Father giveth me, in 37, that's what we looked at, all that are mine by electing grace, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. He heard them, that they heard him declaring salvation in absolute, positively, certainly so, to be of quickening grace. They shall come to me. And then he said, concerning that preserving grace, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. They heard him as they listened to his discourse in verse 38 says, concerning himself being God. I came down, for I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And then he told me, he said, those that the Father gave me, those that should be quickened, those that I should keep, because I'm God. He set forth that God's will would absolutely be accomplished. 39, this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, which raised it up again at the last day. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Well, hearing the glorious truth of sovereign grace, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Almighty God has a will. His will is that those that he's given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And hearing that, in verse 41, that's where we'll start today, it says, the Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They were offended. They murmured. It says they murmured at him. They murmured about him. They were over here to the side. Did you hear what he said? Boy, doesn't this reveal the carnal heart? They were offended because the Son of Man had revealed himself to be God. They were mad because he that had been promised in the Scriptures by the prophets was now standing on this earth and told them, I am he. They were upset. How can this be? Murmured. Because he said, I am the one alone who can accomplish the will of God. I'm he. I will lose nothing that my Father has given me in electing grace. I will raise him up the last day. We're sitting here this morning, and I realize with the presence of sin, we struggle like we often talk about. But you know, isn't it wonderful to know there is coming a time, there's coming an actual time when this body that was sown in corruption, this body that's going to go back to the dust from which it was made, that Almighty God is going to raise up a body, a changed body, a glorious body, a body like his, just like when he came out of the grave, just like that. It'll be like him. Seem like it. This body is prepared to live on this earth in this environment. This body is suited. This body is going to go back to the dust. It's going to die. But that body in which we shall live eternally is going to raise us up. It's going to reunite that eternal soul with a body that he's going to make. And we'll forever be with the Lord. And they heard him say these glorious things. And he made them mad. Made them mad. This unbelief and arrogant pride prevent any man from bowing and being indebted to the one who at that point right there had veiled his glory in human flesh. God. God Almighty. Man is by nature far too self-righteous to submit to the glory of Almighty God. God's got to make a new man. God Almighty's got to make a new creature, created in righteousness and true holiness. Every believer possesses that new man. As a new man, has a new mind, new heart, new spirit. And that which is created in holiness and righteousness, it doesn't sin. And it's inside the body. And until Almighty God gives a new heart, new mind, new man, till he births the man again from above, that old man is going to do one thing, going to murmur against God. They said, verse 42, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? They didn't know anything about his virgin birth. They knew nothing about the Holy Spirit moving, conceiving in that virgin, as the Scripture says, this holy thing. He who is the Son of God, God Almighty. They didn't know anything about God's demand for justice to be satisfied by the spotless Lamb of God. They're questioning his deity. This Jesus, we know his father and his mother. We've seen this. We watched him grow up around here. How can it be that he said, I came down from heaven? Here's the point of man's rebellion. Almighty God sets forth that God alone can satisfy God. And when it comes to the point of God's holiness and God's sovereignty and God's will, that Almighty God alone, without any work on man's part, save a sinner. Think about this. Why did God have to come from heaven, be made flesh? Why did Almighty God have to come into this world, made of a woman, made under the law, obey perfectly Almighty God's law? Why did God himself have to come and obey perfectly every jot and tittle of the law, and under the justice and judgment of Almighty God, be made sin? The Son of Man. Why? Because man's a fallen creature. And man cannot reconcile himself as he's born in Adam back to God. Almighty God loved this old man. We've got some hope today. We've got some hope. And our hope is not in ourselves. Our hope is not in our profession of faith. Our hope is in the one in whom we've confessed, professed, believed, trust. Our hope is not in our self-righteous work. Our hope is in Christ. What do you mean he came down from heaven? We know him. After they murmured at him, the Lord of glory exhibited his omniscience. They were murmuring about him. They listened to what he said. Murmuring outwardly, inwardly. But he knew, with verse 43, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. Can you imagine? Sitting there mad at him. Maybe somebody said something. Maybe they didn't. I'm sure they did. I'm sure there was some talk going on. They get off a little bit of themselves, you know, and they, before they heard what he said concerning his sovereignty, his glory. He was from heaven. Maybe they didn't think he was within ear's reach. Kind of got off and started spouting off, you know, his mouth. He said to them, murmur not among yourselves. Boy, how the omniscience of our Lord arrests man. Lay not the fault of your hatred of who I say I am, of the truth concerning myself. Don't lay that to everybody else. No. You're guilty. Murmur not among yourselves. Feeding off of each other. Did y'all hear what he said? Did y'all hear that? You don't believe that either, do you? No, I don't either. No. Man is personally guilty before God. And our Lord set forth in verse 44 absolute truth. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. No man, no exceptions, can come to me, has the ability to believe, to receive, to trust on Christ, except. Boy, what a great exception to be on that. No man. No man. No man can. That has to do with ability. No man can except the Father which has sent me draw him. Except the one who by his eternal counsel and purpose and will draw him by giving that man a new heart. Making that man willing in the day of his power. When the Lord draws people, let me tell you something. They come willingly. Draws them in power. Why did you come to Christ? Well, here's what a believer's going to say. He turned me. He turned me. I was turned. He turned me. He gave me a new heart, a heart made willing in the day of His power. And I came because I wanted to. I wanted to come. I wanted Him. I didn't want any more of my old, impotent, feeble, self-righteous efforts anymore. Paul said, I considered all those things dumb. Born of the tribe of Benjamin, circumcised in the day of God's judgment. What's going to stand? I'll tell you what's going to stand. Christ and all found in Him. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me drawing. Almighty God has declared, I'll raise him up at the last day. I'm going to impart life to him. Awaken him in regenerating grace by my Spirit. God's people, they're going to see Him because they're going to have eyes to see. They're going to hear Him. Whenever you hear the gospel of Christ, the glory of Christ, that man is put aside. Isn't it like it's just humanly speaking, like a cold drink of water? Oh, that tastes so good. I'm so thirsty. Oh, I can just reach out. It's like warm bread. It's good. Taste. He gives me a heart of desire and hunger to eat of him. Lord, teach me. Lord, keep me right here. Lord, if you'll keep me, Lord, just keep my mind. Don't let me stray. I'm so prone to wander. And Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God that I love. Lord, would you just keep my mind for just a minute and let me just feast on you. If you keep me, I'll be kept. Lord, if you hold my thoughts, Lord, I long to hear you again, taste of you again. No man. It's written, Scripture says, verse 45, it's written in the prophets. They shall be all taught of God. The prophets have been setting forth this truth. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. And I, as I've said so many times, when I say that, let me tell you how man distorts that cometh to me. Man, in his proud mind, says, I came to Christ by, and he'll add something there, by my profession of faith. I came to him. He wanted me to come to him, and I came to him by, remember, coming to Christ means to the exclusion of trusting anything else. Not by the Lord's table, not by baptism, not by profession of faith, not by church membership, not by your desires, not by your will. It's written in the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3, 14, 15, but continue thou, Paul said, in the things which thou hast learned, hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus alone. A believer doesn't look back. So what? Well, when I was a child, 14, 15, here's what a believer looks to. He looks to Christ. I've said so many times, today is the day of salvation. Yesterday, faith cometh. Faith is now. Faith is Almighty God saved his people today. Today. You look back and try to start figuring out, well, did I trust? What was I believing? I'm pretty sure I... You'll sit there and beat yourself to death trying to figure out what today, what do you believe right now? The Lord sets forth the surety. It's written in the Scriptures. They'll all learn of me. No man can come except my Father sent me for all men. I'm going to raise him up. He said, this is not new doctrine. It's written in the Scriptures that you say you believe. Written. For your learning, for your exhortation, for your teaching. Isaiah 54:13, that's where he quoted. He said, it's written in the Scriptures, and all thy children shall be taught of God. Who? All God's children. As the Lord said, all that the Father's given me. I know how flesh fights against God's sovereignty, truth. But I'm telling you, every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess that He's Lord. He's God. And our Lord sets forth then the necessity of preaching. It's written in the prophets, they'll all be taught of God. Men, according to our Lord's word, are taught by God. They're taught by God. Men are taught by the Lord, but the Lord has been pleased to use means in preaching. I've told you before, it's an amazing thing to a believer. They read the scriptures, and God's truth, God's sovereignty, God's purpose, God's will, man's inability, man's impotency, all of that is just, you see it. Why? Well, the Lord said, because they're taught of my Father. How? How does He teach? How? The scripture says, 1 Corinthians 1:21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, I've said before, not foolish preaching, but what this world considers foolishness. This is foolishness to the world. You mean to tell me that this is all that God is going to do, to use, to save me? Just preaching. I mean, we don't have to do any... No, that's right. That's right. Preaching. For the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. Preaching. Preaching. That's what the Lord blesses. Let me read this in Romans 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, 17. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful. I told you this, that word beautiful there is timely. How beautiful, how timely are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Preaching. Is it necessary to sit under the sound of the gospel of free grace? Absolutely. 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 You must hear the gospel. You must. That one that Paul said, I'm not ashamed of. Ashamed of the gospel of God. I'm telling you, be where the gospel is preached. It is life. It's life. You must hear it. You must. What if I'm where it's not? Then get where it is. You must hear it. Absolutely. Without a doubt. verse 46 back in John, not that any man has seen the Father. They're all taught. He said, it's written in the prophecies, shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard has learned of the Father. And he said, not that any man, verse 46, has seen the Father, save he which is of God. He has seen the Father. No man, are we ever supposed, has seen him who is invisible. No man has seen the Father. But this hearing and learning of being taught by the Father is by that inward teaching of the Spirit of God, revealing Christ through the Word. Christ alone, according to His Word, has seen the Father. They're all taught of God. By the Spirit of God, blessing the Word of God to the new heart. In verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. That's the evidence of everlasting life. They believe on Christ. They believe Him as He says He is. They believe Him who's come down from heaven. He who has been given a people. That's what He said. All that the Father giveth me. Does that mean that the Father has given the Son a people? Absolutely. Who said that? God said it. And what did He say concerning those that the Father has given Him? He said, all that the Father has given me cometh to me. There's no maybe about it. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast it out. Why? Because I'm going to keep him. I'll keep him. Men murmur. But oh, what a verily, 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 I say to you, he that believeth hath everlasting life. He that rests his soul on me. When we take our last breath, when we leave this world, what do you trust in? Wherein lies your hope? Lord, as Peter said, save me, or I perish. May the Lord bless these words to our heart for the salvation of needy sinners, for Christ's sake.